Van Wongard and John Lehman grew up a few years apart on the same side of Racine. As young men, their lives were shaped in part by the Vietnam War. Wongard had a high draft number and did not get called, while Lehman did get drafted but refused induction and received a sentence of jail time and community service. A few years later, the two spent time together in Racine's Park High School, where Lehman taught.
So I first met Van when he was standing in the hallway outside my classroom at Park, and appreciate that off-duty police officer work that he did.
Wongard spent a full career with the Racine Police Department before retiring, as Lehman did with Racine Unified. Now in politics, the two share something else. They both know that in this era, many of the things they say on the campaign trail will be bitterly opposed by a significant number of voters. If you believe, for example, that public schools are taking it in the shorts under the state's expanded private school voucher program, you might not be crazy about Wongard's stance.
We can't wait for the school system to get better.
Making the topic even pricklier for Wongard is the fact that his daughter is a public school teacher.
I'm proud of the teachers that I know that work in the system. My daughter's one of those teachers, and another gal that teaches with her.
On the other side of the ledger, think raising taxes is a sin? Then you may not want to hear this from Lehman.
If we don't believe in, you know, any kind of taxation or any kind of tax increases, then, I mean, what we're on is a pathway to withering away any decent services that we've provided. Wisconsin is not the highest tax state in the country.
So let the debate begin.
There you go. You heard it. We're going to raise taxes.
In what at least one poll shows might be the tightest of the four recall races against Republican state senators, Lehman is trying to regain the seat Wongard took from him 18 months ago. The district is known for volatility. Some 15 years ago, a recall election stemming from a dispute over funding of the construction of the Brewers Miller Park led to Republican George Petack's ouster. The district has flipped back and forth ever since. Following his defeat in 2010, Lehman said he swore off politics. But then came Scott Walker, Act 10, and the turmoil in Madison. At a debate in the Mount Pleasant Village Hall last week that drew a standing-room-only crowd of around 300, a relaxed-looking Lehman seemed to relish the opportunity.
Wow, this is the night I've been waiting for.
For his part, Wongard wasn't backing down.
18 months ago, I was elected to create jobs and balance the budget, and that's exactly what we've done.
The top issue? Jobs. Wongard says there's plenty of anecdotal evidence indicating that the local economy is improving.
We're gaining jobs in Wisconsin and southeastern Wisconsin.
But Lehman points to the latest data showing the greater Racine area actually lost jobs from March to April and on the year.
The jobs picture is something that certainly has not been cured on the watch of Governor Walker and Senator Wongard.
On those massive cuts to education, Racine Unified isn't getting any apologies from Wongard.
The sky wasn't falling because they do have more teachers. They do have dollars in their pockets, and they also do have, you know, about a $29 million that they have realized out of the Act 10 reforms that they utilized, and they negotiated that.
Lehman holds the view that strong schools that are adequately funded will do more to improve the economy than any additional tax breaks for businesses. And he calls Wongard no friend of education.
Van was talking about how he's so proud of unified teachers. I really believe that unified teachers are not very proud of Van right now and standing up for them.
Last week's debates, one in the studios of WRJN Radio in Racine and the other before the large crowd in Mount Pleasant and broadcast on WGTD, were held on two consecutive evenings and spanned 2.5 hours. Both candidates held their own ground and kept their cool. And the crowd in Mount Pleasant, despite a few minor eruptions...
Folks, let's hold the cons. We've been doing really well the last hour and 15 minutes. Let's get through the last 15 minutes.
Behaved itself, and these days, that's worth noting. For Wisconsin Public Radio in Racine, I'm David Cole.